Kahinde Wiley, Willem van Heythuysen. I learned to paint by mimicking old masters. The pomp and circumstance, powdered wigs, lapdogs, and ball gowns were both alien and exciting to me. All my work has to do with the tension between masculinity and beauty. All of those great Gainsborough and Copley pictures of powerful men, which in some sense depict a type of dignity, but also reveal a type of beauty. They're so artificial and opulent. There's this strange otherworldliness in them that, as a black kid from Los Angeles, I had no manageable way of digesting. But at the same time, there was this desire to somehow possess that or belong to that. So it's propaganda, really. It's about convincing the world about your position in society and about who you are. It's also about the presence of black people in paintings when their absence is so incredibly conspicuous. It's about celebrating a type of urban sensibility that is globally understood. I think the conversation around power and painting is a central point of my work. Look at some of the massive male egos of all the great art stars, historically like Ang and David. It's about celebrating big male figures in their positions. And as a young black man, I wanted to somehow enter that arena, to criticize it by participating in the language, but also to be honest with myself and to say that I'm really in love with this type of painting. I want my work to look as familiar to young kids as it is to seasoned art historians who know all the references. What appeals to me about painting is something that has cultural fluency. I've had a lot of young black kids come up to me and say that they are grateful to look at this monumental mega painting with someone who they can relate to. It's a small act. It's not something I do for humanitarian reasons. I do it because it's cool and fun. And I do it because I want to see people who look like me.